Here's a throwback for you guys, if you ain't heard this one in a while.
What are you talking about, the white people?
Man, white people be crazy. Be acting up. These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up. And y'all niggas be letting them. Letting them.
Walk in and then open the doors
without even checking.
You said without even checking.
Nope.
That is disrespectful as hell. First of all, root canals ain't fun, and I don't want to be drilled like a goddamn root canal.
You don't know that yet. All girls want to be drilled like root canals. The whole hit it hard shit.
I don't want to resemble that too.
Feel it in your mouth.
No, and if you are in my vagina, I do not need to feel that in my mouth. that does seem very pleasant to me.
Are we starting?
Yeah, we started.
Good. Oh shit!
Turn that down a little bit. Because y'all know these hoes be acting up.
Because I did not know we were recording already.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome back to the Cousin Time Podcast in 2021. I know y'all missed us. It's been some weeks, like three. But you know, niggas be having shit to do. And you know, lives and works and all this shit. I went on vacation for a week to Vegas.
I did not.
I'm sorry. But it was great. If you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, I know you see my pictures. Your girl was styling and profiling. But, so, cousin, how was your New Year's?
Oh, it was cool, man.
And Christmas.
As an adult, Christmas don't really, almost don't exist no more.
That is true.
I woke up, I got up, and it's almost like a regular day. I had to work, I got some extra money from my job. They was like, here's some time and a half. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But outside of that, man, it's just a regular day. I'm anxious to get to my birthday. We're about 30 months out.
Well, I'm 30 days out from mine.
About a month and a half for myself.
I was very surprised I got as many gifts as I did for Christmas. Thank you to my mom and my sisters.
You want
to
know who didn't get no gifts? Me.
Keyshella got you a wallet.
She did. She the only one care.
I bought you clothes.
Y'all the only ones care. Every time somebody tell me that they got me something, I'm going to be like, you the only one care.
So that was nice. I was like, oh man, I got things. Like, I remember that one Christmas, I just got some bed sheets. And it was an afterthought. Like, the person who got me the sheets, I had to tell somebody to get them for me. And it was just like, oh, well, I guess thank you.
I'm just outdone by the fact that you picked this song to start this podcast.
I mean, these hoes be acting up.
They do.
And especially the beginning of the band, this has been the longest year in a week. It's like 6 days into the year, and then the white people stormed the Capitol building.
They had enough.
White people stormed the Capitol building, the U.S. government. And you know what they did when they get in there?
Nothing.
They smoked weed. Oh, because I heard that there was feces and piss all over the Capitol in the hallways and everything. Trash. I'm just like,
why did they go in there?
They went in there because they took their jobs. No,
cut it out.
No, they said that they were taking back, from the words of soon to be non-president fucking stupid ass Trump, that they should go march down to the Capitol to take back the election that was stolen from them and to take back their country.
In my head, how were they gonna do that? Or they were just gonna, them running because in there was gonna sway the vote?
Step one, storm the Capitol.
Okay.
Step two. Step three, take back everything that was stolen. Exactly.
The
shit don't make no sense.
We was talking earlier, and just to feel like, man, my ass won't do nothing. You know why I didn't go out looting? Because I didn't want to get caught.
Right.
I was scared of the police doing something to me.
Right.
Meanwhile, I just seen this white nigga take the whole podium
and take that bitch back home to Florida to sell it on eBay.
I don't even know if this. I don't even know what, like, I don't even think it, like, it's a whole race thing. It's just like niggas just follow niggas blindly.
No, it is. No, it's a race thing in the aspect that they were able.
They were able to run
up in the Capitol building when just a mere 6 months prior, Black Lives Matter is just marching peacefully to say, hey, stop killing us.
And got everything blocked
and
up.
Y'all had the National Guard standing on the steps with a barricade up 10 feet in front of that.
Let me say this. If Black Lives Matter did get into the Capitol building,
oh Jesus,
it'd be a lot more than some feces on the wall. I just feel like that opportunity would have. I don't even know that if we got in there, depending on who would have got in there, y'all wouldn't have been able to talk about it the next day. Y'all went in there to do absolutely nothing.
The fucking president had the National Guard go outside and tear gas peaceful protesters so he could walk in front of a church, hold up a Bible, and take a picture. On a random ass, on like a Wednesday. People stand outside minding their own business, and because he wants to walk across the street, he tear gassed them. And then you have the Capitol Police removing the barricades out of the way so they could get closer to the Capitol. And then there's video footage of somebody, a journalist, you know, with her camera crew or whatever, in the crowd walking inside the Capitol, and the police are literally standing on the sides letting them walk in. The shit looked like they was on a fucking field trip. I'm just sitting here in disbelief, like, how? Just what the fuck?
I need a leader to come out and tell me why this happened, and it was just outdone by the fact that it happened. But in my head, I'm just like, I think what I heard was that they weren't ready.
Yeah, they kept trying to say that, but see, I love the fact that it was so many, you know, news anchors and reporters like Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon. And it's this white chick on CNN. I fucks with her because she be saying some real shit. I can't think of her name right now. But came out and said, how could you have possibly not been ready when this has been talked about for weeks? Like, you knew this was going to happen. You knew the Black Lives Matter protests were happening. But yet and still, you had every damn body there. You legit had fucking unmarked vehicles, unmarked people, snatching people off the streets, putting them in unmarked cars, whisking them off to God knows where the fuck you taking them. But you didn't know that you were going to have this protest with these MAGA people, knowing full fucking well Donald Trump had that shit planned, because all of the president's movements are, you know, monitored and are scheduled. Mm-hmm. So you mean to tell me you don't know about this? You mean to tell me even before, when he was talking, telling these fools to march down the Capitol, you didn't think y'all should put a plan in place then? Say, hey, we might need some backup down here. We gonna have to get squad and shit.
My whole thing is, if you was willing to take all of I just feel like the things that y'all was doing, like I was hearing, like, people being shot with rubber bullets. I'm like, ain't that shit in the trunk of police cars? Like, why y'all ain't?
Rubber bullets is, you gotta have riot, like, that's like specific riot gear. Like, you have to get that. They don't just carry the rubber bullets.
I mean, it was, I just know that it would have been more casualties had that been.
Oh yeah, definitely. Outside of five people dying. Even though I heard one of them was a police officer.
Who got trampled?
Yeah, who got trampled.
I don't think no police officers died when we was out there.
Oh, none. No police officers.
They got injured on their own. Hurt themselves trying to, like, hop over and get people. Like, I seen officers, like, right, look like goddamn blooper reels. trying to hop over barricades and trip.
Right.
And roll my ankle.
I just remember seeing police in their police cars driving through crowds of people who weren't doing anything. So I have no sympathy, especially for that bitch who thought she was going to jump through that window and took two to the chest. Now, some people might think that's insensitive.
I don't know if I'm like,
but I don't care. She should have been obeying the law.
There's consequences.
It is.
And I'm like, why am I showing? Like, if I was out there doing shit that I ain't had no business doing and caught the consequences for me doing something that I ain't had no business doing, I just don't think those are not the same parameters to be feeling sorry for somebody. Man, she was just, you know, a regular person, like, out there visiting and, you know, was out there taking pictures on the side and then, you know, police shot her, you know what I'm saying, as an innocent, like, bystander. Did you take it off the hot boy? They on fire.
I'm sorry. I was trying to do something else.
The hot boy, they on fire. But it's like that whole situation was
yeah, that shit was crazy.
Fucking crazy. Because you got some fire.
I do have flame.
So, I mean, but, you know, outside of that, couldn't I tell you what, I had an old head at my job, and white people were walking through the, I did tell you this, didn't I? Yeah, white people were walking through the store.
Yeah.
And it was like, y'all on y'all way to the Capitol? I mean, you know, you talk about a nigga laughing like he ain't supposed to at work. It's a white folk. They look like, they look like they took the L.
Yeah.
Now, thing is, that old head could have cracked that joke about, you know, that stupid white shit or that MAGA shit, but I don't think that a white person could have cracked that shit.
Oh, no, you can't say, well, yeah, so a Black Lives Matter protest? Mm-mm. Now, that'll get your ass beat.
Because, I guess it's what's the name behind? There was nothing behind that MAGA shit.
Yeah, it was pure idiocy and foolishness. Literally doing what fucking president, and I'm not calling him, fuck the hell, he ain't my fucking president. Mm-hmm. He ain't never been my president. As far as I go, he's never been a president. But they were listening to stupid ass Trump. That's why they did that. That's why it was such a thing for everybody to say, hey, you, I need you specifically to tell them to stop doing this. Because they're literally doing it because you said so.
Like, my mama used to always tell me, like, even when I had, like, when I was had my friend, she would tell me the type of, like, what's the word? Like, when you have, like, a certain, where your friends respect you enough where they see you and they'll do with the things that you say. And my mama, you had that kind of power over people. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you responsible for those actions that those people
that
do.
That is very true.
Saying.
And that's the very reason why they talk about invoking the damn 25th Amendment right now. Because they was like, it's no way you can ignore the fact that he was directly responsible for that. Even though...
I don't know how he could send people, like how he could send regular people out. Like my the same old kid who had that thing, who said that thing about the white folk, said that he had a neighbor kid of his who said some shit on Xbox about how he was going, you know, listening to his folks and stuff, and was like that he was going to shoot Trump or something like to that extent.
Yeah.
And the next day he had
the Secret Service and feds at his door.
And I'm just like, but then meanwhile, like the Secret Service at my door.
Yeah.
Because I said I was gonna do something. Yet you just sent a group of random people down somewhere that could hurt plenty of people.
Trying to stop the count for the new president because you fucking lost, bro. You lost. Give up the fucking ghost. It's like, just give up the ghost. You lost. And because you don't want to lose, and it's like, well, if I can't have it, then nobody can. Now it's like, well, you know what? Go fuck it up. Just go fuck it up. But in my opinion, even though I feel like I don't want to put this character on him because I love this character, It's some Joker type shit where you just want to cause fucking chaos.
No, he's spoiled and he got a fucking attitude.
Yeah, but he
I wouldn't even compare that nigga to Joker. No,
I don't want to. I'm not trying to compare him to him. But
I don't think that he even want to. Like, you know, like they were saying, like Joker just want to see the world burn. Like he didn't give a fuck about what happened. No, if Trump won that election, he wouldn't be doing shit to fuck shit up. Yeah. Or maybe you would. I don't know. He's stupid.
I'm just saying, at this point, it's like, he just want to cause fucking chaos, whether it be against, you know, whoever it is.
In my head, I'm just like, yo, I can't get hired at certain jobs because of the way I sound. Yeah, meanwhile,
or my name, or my hair.
This nigga is the president of a fucking country.
And with no fucking experience.
No chill.
No experience. No morals. No decorum. No nothing.
And y'all are
telling me, got the job because he was able.
He's popular.
Yeah.
He got the job because
he said shit that half the country was fucking feeling because half the country's racist. Man. So why not get Jim Bob and his brother, sister, cousin, uncles all to go vote, because these niggas ain't voted since Daddy Bush was a president.
No, man, I can't go outside because if I run into MAGA.
I remember the day I saw a MAGA hat in real life.
You can support whatever you want to support.
Yeah.
If you like Donald Trump and you want to walk down the street with a MAGA hat, that's fine. Don't bring your MAGA hat in my face. You can support whatever you want, wherever you at. I'm not going to go and jump in your face because of what your opinion is. Don't come and jump in my face about what my opinion is. If you wear your MAGA hat and then you walk in my face to disrespect me personally, now we have an issue. But if you just want to walk through the mall with your MAGA hat on and look like an asshole, feel free. I don't have to make you look no more like an asshole than you probably already look.
I was at work. And for those who don't know, I work downtown. And they had just picked up my food. They walking back in the building. It was like summer because I didn't have a jacket on. And walking back in the building and see this Asian man get off the elevator. And instantaneously now, anytime I see a red baseball cap, my eyes like immediately go to it to see if it says Make America Great Again. And he had on this red ass hat because he had on like this tan, this khaki color suit. And he had this red ass baseball cap on. And I look at that hat, and it says Make America Great Again. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? And I say that kind of quietly to myself, but there's a white lady coming in the door behind me, and she sees it. She's like, you gotta be shitting me, like loud as fuck. And she was like, and I just don't believe this. And I was like, I don't fucking believe it either. And I'm just like, wow. And I'm like, this man is Asian. But we all know Asian minorities think that they're white. That's their thing, because they feel like as long as they're white, then niggas won't fuck with them, even though
anybody.
They get fucked with too. But the whole thing is, the further away from black you are, which means you get more close to the whites. So it's like, as long as they're not talking about me and I join in on talking about you, then I'm safe. That's essentially what it is. And I'm like, but yeah, that shit was crazy. I was like, wow. And then it's a house around the corner from us, down the street over in the Highlands, that I wonder if they still got that bitch in their window. They had that bitch displayed in their window like it was a fucking Olympic gold fucking medal. I'm just walking, doing my daily walk during quarantine, trying to stay active, and walk past this window. I'm like, why they got their curtains all open? Oh, because literally I have a hat stand with the hat facing the window that says Make America Great Again. I'm like, wow, y'all bold. Cause this is a predominantly black neighborhood.
Yeah, that seems like, yeah. But like, what you gonna do? Besides, you gonna run in there and take it out the window?
I mean, somebody break that window and snatch their hat.
You mean what? Then what?
I didn't say I was gonna do it.
I'm just saying, in my head, that sounds foolish.
But
that's like some stoop down to their level stuff. Like, bro, I just if you like Trump, do your thing. Just don't say nothing sideways to me.
Don't let me know.
I remember Dave Chappelle doing the skit where he was like, folks give out their personal details of they like the intimate parts of their relationship before they reveal like what they where they stand politically, because niggas don't know how to be like,
you the two people you wasn't supposed to talk about religion and politics. That's what I grew up on. Like, niggas didn't talk about who you voted for, and you don't talk about religion.
That politics shit just sports. It's definitely all set up. Like, all that shit. Sports,
But the whole thing with the whole thing with sports is like, if I like the Bears and you like the Rams, you liking the Rams doesn't affect me as a person.
In Oakland.
It's no laws that's gonna make it so that you a Bears fan? Well,
Bears and the Packers. It's like, yo, if you run across the right
if you run across the right Packers fan and the right Bears fan, some shit'll go down.
So But I'm like, at the same time, if I see somebody walking down the street in a Packers jersey, I'm like, you got to be out your fucking mind. And I'm like, no.
I might give him a sideways look, but that's because I'm a Bears fan. That's what I'm supposed to do if you're in Chicago. Nah. Just like if I was in fucking Green Bay walking down the street with a goddamn bear costume on, spray painted fucking blue and orange, I would expect niggas to say some shit to me because I put myself in a situation where I'm the minority. So if you put yourself as a MAGA person in a situation where you done stumbled into the wrong goddamn neighborhood,
it's a gang. It's gang shit.
Yeah, it's gang shit. It's gang shit.
Even to say that, like, I got past that gang shit when I was a kid.
But the whole
rep what you rep. Don't get sideways with me.
Don't rep it by me.
Don't get sideways with me. Like, as long as you don't get sideways with me, we good. Trump do something and you're like, oh man, Trump just did something fantastic. I'm like, good, wonderful. And the second you start trying to take whatever you start repping on me, or you start trying to like bang on me with what you rep, you're like, no dog, don't do that. Now I have an issue with you. Alright, today we smoking banana breath.
Hey, and listening to early 2000s hip hop.
Yeah.
If you've been able to pay attention in the background, that was just the Touch It remix with Missy and Mary and Papoose, Rod Digger, DMX, Lloyd Banks.
Man, I said somebody's name on thing and then nigga, somebody was like, who is that? I was like, I said Method Man.
Oh,
and they was like, who is that? I was like, Method Man and Red Man. It was like,
who is
Blank Face? And I was just like, this generation, Lord Hammers.
I hate that feeling. Because it really makes me feel
but
old.
Meth? Yeah, you don't know Meth?
Because
he's everywhere, though.
Because Method Man isn't a rapper now. He's acting.
But I mean, he's acting. I mean, he's been in movies. I'm like, yo. I don't know, man. It just shocked me that they didn't know who Method Man was. I'm like, we talking about Meth.
Because we know. Like we understand.
But I'm sure my mom know people that I don't know, and I'm just like, who is that? She's like, you don't know who that is.
Right. I got no patience and I hate waiting. Joe ass.
You listen to anything new, cousin?
New music? What have I listened to new? Not really. It's some new country albums that came out that I like, that I fuck with. And then Jasmine Sullivan new album, Hotels.
I
fucks with that.
I saw that on the thing.
I listened to that and I'm like, okay, even though a lot of those tales I cannot relate to, I appreciate the songs. Like the one song everybody's talking about right now is the song where she's like essentially her doing shit for a nothing ass nigga because the dick is good. I ain't never did that. One, I don't have enough money to. And second of all, I'm not doing that shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, that part was not for me. But I know that there are people whose story that relates to. That does not relate to me. So, and I'm like, everybody was like, and Jasmine Sullivan out her mouth, like, she's not saying, well, she could have done this, but it's literally just whole tales. So,
it's the tales of hoes.
It's the tales of hoes. So you might be a hoe that this relate to. You might relate to another song.
I don't think I'm listening to any music that deep. 50 Cent just put out a new song with NLE Chopper, and I was like, yo, this is nice.
Interesting. I'm going to have to go look that up.
It was decent. I listened to it. Oh, you know what I've been listening to, though?
Mm-hmm.
Purple Rain. I listened to Purple Rain for about, like...
Prince?
Yeah. For, like, 2-3 hours the other day.
I don't want y'all to get that side confused with the dislike. I love Prince. You just don't understand that my nephew, who's 12, is currently fucking obsessed with him. And when he spent the night a few weeks ago, it's all his ass wanted to do was watch Purple Rain, listen to it, talk about it. And I'm like, bro, no. I've been asleep for 2 hours and you still that's watching this
why,
movie.
That's probably why that shit was stuck that's in my probably head. That's so probably why I stuck. Like, I need to listen to this song. So I played that shit till I just was like.
Okay, that was enough.
Then that shit came on the radio at the store and I was just like, oh, okay, that's it.
That's okay, I'm done.
I got it.
Yeah, so that's what that is for. I love Prince. I appreciate everything he's done for us musically. His acting sucks, though, but it's okay.
I don't talk about him.
I can talk about Prince.
I know him.
And so, my friend, you know, the light skin one that be over here, tell him something, we need to go to Minnesota, bitch. Why am I going to Minnesota? So we could go to Prince's estate. Why? Why do I need to do this? I guess if you just want me to go with you, I mean, it's not like it's going to be an expensive trip. I go to Mall of America while I'm there. But, yeah.
I'm going to go to Minnesota.
But, yeah, I think as
not
far
it's
as...
cold.
Not at all.
Let me tell you something about how I feel in about the winter. I'm done. And if you've been in Chicago for more than 2 years... I don't know how you can stay in the winter anymore. I'm done. Like, y'all lucky I don't got them kind of powers. We would not
have a client, my cousin, older guy, and when I told...
Trees don't never get to sleep.
I cannot do.
Their bears won't sleep. We used to go to sleep. I cannot do. Go ahead, cousin. What'd you say?
Oh, man. A client of mine just recently moved. He's moving to Vegas. Well, he's moving to Nevada because he's like, he's tired of the fucking winter and he's leaving. And just bought him a house about 2 hours south of Vegas because he's like, I want to be able to be in my swimming pool all year round.
That sounds wonderful.
I'm like,
I didn't even wake up. You see like commercials of people just sitting by the pool. Like, I can't sit by. You know when I go to the pool? Oh, fucking vacation. She can sit by the pool.
Because if you go rent a hotel room downtown.
I ain't renting a hotel. Wake up in the morning, sit at the pool. Yeah, I want that pool to be mine. I need calls my here to clean it. I gotta call.
I cannot.
I am glad that y'all know y'all pool not clean. That's my pool.
Oh, man. Because Chicago before Trump Towers was built. Bro, you right on Wacker. Ain't no way you'll be able to park your car right there.
It's Twisted we talking about. He parked his car anyway.
But niggas don't know who Twisted is anymore.
He rated the new music, so he's still relevant.
Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, that does sound amazing. And when I was there, I was like, I could definitely see myself living here for 7 to 8 months. I mean,
one day, y'all gonna, I'm gonna be doing this podcast from beside the pool, and y'all gonna be like, he did it. He said it in them early episodes. He wanted to be by a pool, and now he by a pool. And I'm gonna go and somebody gonna tell me about this because I'm gonna forget about it because I smoke. And y'all, you're going to be like, you said you wanted to be by a pool. And I'm like, it's always been my dream. And I'm done with it. But yeah, because that's just a side thought. It's just, I'm high. And that just popped in my head. I hate the winter time. I had to take Axton out. He'd be like, can we stay out just a little longer? I'd be like, boy, this wind is whooping my ass.
Because one day, I think that first night, you was working overnight. And it was cold. It was like hella windy, wind chill low. And I took his ass, I'm like, come on, go outside. And his ass came with this, walked right out. Hell no. And walked his ass in the house. And his ass was like, I just used it in the morning. Because it was hella cold. Oh, man. You know what I appreciated about early 2000 music videos? Like, most of the girls in the music videos looked hella regular. Like, yeah, their ass might have been fat.
But this,
but it wasn't like so exact, like it wasn't so exaggerated.
But that's what women are exaggerated now.
I guess so.
Ooh, say it.
Say what?
That women are not exaggerated. That's all that. That's everything that we see. I don't even see regular girls no more.
Because I'm talking about the girls.
The regular girls exist.
What are you talking about? What the fuck am I? Am I exaggerating?
I want you to say I'm exaggerating.
This is the fucking. I'm like, this girl right here. Look right. I'm like, and he's supposed to be taking her on a goddamn shopping spree. And like, she bought this dress.
All these girls just look like they were just girls in the neighborhood. That y'all want to be. Is that the Brett?
Yeah, that's the Brett. He in Chicago.
I don't know. She's
from Chicago.
But I don't think, grandparents now. So I was like, it was a different time because this was exaggerated when we was growing up. It was girls. Why have they put these exaggerated girls in here? They asses are so fat. And now all girls got fat asses. So because they had to make the girls' asses even fatter.
Boy, shut up.
That everybody want an even fatter ass. The Sinbad did a story. Girls didn't even used to want fat asses.
Shut up. I understand.
They used to ask if their butt was big because they didn't want that.
Would you shut? I know, cause.
And then keep making it bigger. You want a bigger ass? Yeah, man.
The feeling right chill.
He was ridiculous.
First of all, this nigga in the desert with a whole fucking that cable knit sweater on.
He showed up here with his dick in his hand. Nigga, hot.
And some fucking dickies with a matching jacket. He should have died. Yep, died. There it is right now.
Cut it out. We doing the podcast.
What are you talking about? Watch yourself.
Cut it out.
Try to get beside yourself. No.
Well, what else, cousin? We got to be hypothetical. You got a hypothetical? Oh, let me go get my phone.
Okay. Is it open? We back, y'all.
It was in there.
And cousin has a hypothetical question.
Hypothetically speaking, uh-huh. What if you was down at the Capitol building when all of that?
As
your current self, you was just like, you was, you know, maybe that when you went to Washington, and you was like, you was just going to Washington and just say, that shit popped off.
While I was there.
While you was there, like on some vacation shit.
And like, you was like, oh, you know, man. I thought about that seriously because it was the March on Washington for like, you know, George Floyd and, you know, Ahmaud Arbery, you know, all those people got killed like over the summer and in the last year. And I seriously thought like, what was my exit strategy going to be? Because that was probably the scenario where it had the greatest percentage of actually happening. You know, it's a bunch of white people that are quote unquote allies, but then they're not allies, where you just get MAGA people down there anyway saying, hey, we want to go fuck y'all shit up because this is what we want to do. And I thought about where I was going to be, what was around me, where could I go to get safe? Luckily, it was so blazing fucking hot when I went down there. I didn't even make it to the march. I never made it to the actual march because we got there technically late, but of course, you know, and you know, this is a bunch of black people, like a whole lot of black people being led by some black people. So the whole shit started like 2 hours late. And so by the time we got to where they were still talking, I had to sit down. I'm like, it's fuck. It was humid. And Chicago doesn't get humid like that. I felt like it was like in a swamp or something. Like it just it was like, like, press the button.
You always did stop answering the question to start talking about the trip that you was
on. Oh, I'm sorry. But my point, my... I'm sorry. But my...
But what would you do if
my
you
whole, the whole point of saying that was that my exit strategy would have been to go to the nearest hotel. Like, hotels tend to be
neutral. You weren't looking for no smoke.
No, I'm not.
I'm looking for all the smoke.
I'm not looking for smoke unless the smoke comes my way.
No, I don't think I would have went in there. And
because, I mean, one, I'm not prepared for such events to happen.
I guess you're right.
I'm like, I'm not prepared to face down a group of toothless fucking white people. That shit seems scary as hell to me.
I make my stand at the hot gates.
So... I'm like, thank God, you know, I got navigational, you know, prowess. And I've thought about things six ways from fucking Sunday to know where the fuck I need to go.
I think I just continue my vacation, and if that smoke comes, then I'm ready for it.
I mean, if it happens, it happens. I knew I knew going into that situation, it could happen. Like, it could have been a 50-50 chance that I got there and then some shit popped off. But luckily it didn't. And had I been there for that specific situation, like if I just worked in a Capitol, because there are other people who work in that building besides.
Well, if I'd have worked in that Capitol building, man, I would have been whooping ass. They would have been running past me. I'd have been busting.
I saw a picture, and it was like, these are the black people who actually work in the Capitol, what they were doing. Because these niggas were like, they just locked themselves in the break room and was like, hey. It was like, y'all white people go fuck with them politicians, because we got shit to do with this. And I was just like, man, that's crazy.
I would have just had to have somebody there. If they'd have ran up and like in the building, and we was like chilling, because I don't know what they was doing to people. It's an officer that got trampled.
Yeah, so. It was. I don't think they actually made it to any people because while the police, like the outside, like, you know, DC police might not have done anything. The officers who work in the Capitol building were trying to, like, that's how that lady got shot, because that was the police that work inside the Capitol building.
If you worked in the Capitol,
so if you worked there, if you,
they probably locked that bitch down. But even at my job now, when they be like, you got an active shooter or somebody in the building, they be like, you know, go in the building and lock yourself in the room. But if you gonna fight, then make sure you fight to kill and all of that stuff, because your life on the line. And I'm like, yo,
it's murder.
I'm the third option. I'm getting out this bitch. I'm not finna just lock myself in a room and they rig that shit with bombs and blow that shit up. I'm locked in a room like a bitch.
Listen, I seen Olympus Has Fallen, and I know what they did to get into that building.
I'm going in the ceiling.
You gotta go in the walls, cousin.
That's what you gotta get through the ceiling.
No, he just went through the walls. Yeah. It was a secret passageway.
Ain't no secret passageways in my job.
Well, you gotta find them.
I know them, but they won't go nowhere. It's a secret, and then you be stuck in another spot. I'm going to the front door.
Listen, I've thought about.
Everything at the job, I'd be like, and I can modify this to a weapon, and I can modify that to a weapon.
Yeah, I mean, we got knives in the break room, so if I need to use one, I can. But we got a lot of flammable shit, so I'm like, my ass gonna make some fucking flamethrowers. Y'all play with me,
because I got hella shit at the job room.
Take this trail and print an ink.
Geek squad, fuck around, make a bomb. Like, we gonna get the fuck up out of here.
That's where you gotta go. You gotta go with Geek squad.
We gotta go with Geek squad. But some of the agents be like, they, you know, they be sciencey, so they don't like the how rough we are. Like, breaking their computers.
I mean, look, I work in an office building, so we got protocol for shit happen. But I'm like, am I gonna actually follow y'all? Am I being led by white people? Because I feel like y'all just going to kill me. Because y'all don't know how to stay alive doing shit. Like, I've thought about how I need to escape my office building several times. I'm like, I know what rooms I need to be in to have access to the fucking fire escape. And I'm like, in this room, I could climb up on, like, the railing. But see, in another room, I got to jump down. And I'm like, damn. But see, if I go in the middle room, I could just walk right on that bitch.
Because you got to practice your parkour.
I'm like, I got to practice. Because I already thought about how I'm going to climb up to the window. I'm like, push this goddamn massage table up. Our window's open, thank God.
If,
so
if
I ain't got to worry
table,
about
it. Then you could probably slide down the table like a sled.
Because it's all here. I know where the service elevator at. And I know that the office suite next to mine, it ain't shit in there.
So in this case... If you was downtown at the Capitol when the MAGA riots happened, what would you have done? My cousin is not with the smoke. I am with the smoke. And then tell us what you would have done if you would have worked in the building.
If I'm at work, like if my work is the Capitol building, and
you would have you would have locked yourself in the room.
Yeah, I would lock myself in the room. What I probably did was 'cause see. It's three entrances to my office building. It's one on Wabash, it's one alley, like back entrance, and then it's one side entrance on Washington. So the elevator to my office goes from the first floor to 6, then 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then it goes up to, I think we got 26 floors. The Washington entrance has an elevator that only goes to 5. But if I take the staircase, I have access to floors 5 through 2.
If they come in the building, are you fighting your way out or are you going to hide? That's what I'm going to ask. Fight or flight?
If they come in the building and I got time, then I'm getting out. Especially if I got time to make it to the fire escape and climb down the goddamn fire escape and be out that bitch. And that's just what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, I'm getting out of there.
I'm gonna get out of there. Now if they make it into the building and I don't have time to get out, then yeah, I'm like I'm going ahead and hit this.
Learn how to break that table down to like them sticks, like them kung fu, and then walk through the hallway.
Take the legs off. Because the legs of the table, they come off.
You need to find out what that kung fu is and learn that kung fu.
Yeah, I can use my goddamn legs of my massage table.
All I see is that goddamn rage shit when that nigga broke them sticks off and ended up breaking it. Ooh, that anytime in a kung fu movie, the guy have a bow staff and then somebody break it out like, oh, you just fucked up even more now. I like playing that they pull that bow staff out and I'd be like, please don't break it in half. And then they be like, and then they look at it like, I was waiting for you to do that.
Mm-hmm. But what would you do? You said you was gonna fight.
I'm gonna fuck whatever's up. Y'all better come in there with some big shit. And I better know that not to go out there from what y'all come in there with. Y'all better not come in there talking about something, we finna fuck niggas up. I'm gonna get out of there. But I don't think I'm gonna run towards the thing. I'm just like, if y'all, my ass gonna assess the situation. And then at that point, if I'm in the warehouse and you know I hear that shit jump off, we need some cameras. I see if we can store you some cameras.
Okay, cousin, I got one for you. I just found. I'm going to modify it a little bit just to make it a little bit more interesting. What if a giant asteroid hadn't wiped out the dinosaurs but made them stronger?
I don't think we would have been here. Like, to this capacity. And these houses is not stopping nothing. We probably been having to build into the actual mountains and stuff if they got stronger.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get a chance to get strong. Man, we still trying to come up. The monkeys had time to, if that's what you want to say. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about putting the dinosaurs in the Bible, talking about God was like, fuck that. Let's see what y'all do with this. Y'all better follow the rules. Dinosaurs stepping through here. I knew y'all wasn't a match for these right here. So, you know, then at that point, it's the strong survive. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they wrote the Bible the same way. And Jesus come down and be on top of the Tyrannosaur.
That's crazy. Jesus on the Tyrannosaur?
Moses.
No.
They got the commandments. Like,
that's Jesus. Moses.
Moses on a Tyrannosaurus Rex
holding the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Boy, that is an image right there.
What? Because, you know, the image I have, like, you imagine, like, Moses, like, leading, you know, the Israelites or the, Jews through the whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, at the end when they, you know, they worshiping that false god, you know, he go and
speak. He come back down the mountain.
God said he tired of y'all shit.
Right.
He got some shit outside that he finna start letting in.
Yep.
This is
one of them.
This is a Tyrannosaur, and these are the rules. And lightning going off. And I know that in the movie, the calf got hit by lightning, I want to say. That movie was so epic when I was a kid.
It was.
That shit used to come on every Easter.
Every Easter. Watch the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, man, watch that shit.
18 hours long.
You gotta follow the rules. That movie was scary. You know what was a good movie? Because then they did The Prince of Egypt.
I love The Prince of Egypt.
Oh my God.
The Prince of Egypt is... The Prince of Egypt made me watch The Ten Commandments. Mm. Cause I'm like, okay, this is the animated version of this. Okay,
you hadn't seen the Ten Commandments before.
No, I had seen it, but I was just like, yeah.
Man, that scene with that whale though, with the water.
Oh yeah, that's so dope.
Shoot.
Yeah, nah, the soundtrack amazing. Cause when you believe, goddamn, Mariah Carey and Whitney.
Sidebar. That movie, it's a movie came out some years ago called The Passion of Christ.
Yes, The Passion.
And you know, we go to the movies with our homies all the time.
I never saw The Passion of Christ.
Oh my God.
I started watching it and then realized this movie was in Latin. I'm like, what is this shit?
Well, I don't know why.
And I turned it off and never watched it again.
A group of us went to go see that. Like, we went and saw The Hulk, and then we went, like, the next couple weeks, you know, something like that. We went to the movies or something like that and see some shit. And we gonna go see The Passion of the Christ. And I was like, why did we do that?
Why did y'all do that?
I don't know why we did that.
I remember you told me, it's like, yeah, me and my guys, yeah, we went to go see The Passion of Christ. And
we just,
what?
We got that movie, and we just broken. All of us in the car, like, well, I guess we just gonna go home, guys.
That's all right.
Next time I get up with them guys, I'm gonna ask them why we did that.
I think that happened to a lot of people. Like, a lot of people went to go see this movie.
I knew that nigga wasn't finna be pulling no guns out and be like lighting niggas up and shit. But I was just like,
you didn't watch.
You know what movie? Because then we went and saw what was it Noah, the one.
Yeah, when the me you that we saw. Yeah, Noah with Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I went and saw that, and I was just like, oh, what? Like, people who be doing. I haven't seen a good Bible movie. Since I don't know that I think that's what the point of all of this is. Somebody give me a good Prince of Egypt. I need a new story that's good. Y'all just keep doing stories out the Bible, and it's just too much. And The Passion of Christ was too much for the theater.
A lot of people said that. I remember hearing a lot of reviews of people just like, wow. Because we was like, I guess we just finna go home. That's how everybody felt after that movie.
So much. I was just like, oh. I was just like, well, I remember seeing the Hulk and was like so excited. I jumped off the goddamn curb. I'm young, you know what I'm saying? See the Hulk, and I was like, whoa! It was going crazy. And come find out, nobody liked that first Hulk movie. I was like, this was my shit.
Right. Man, because like, I tell you, them goddamn Hulk dogs.
That shit
I laughed my ass off at the movie theater.
I ain't never seen that in my life.
And I was just like,
nothing about that movie, but nothing, the Hulk changing.
Yeah,
all I was there for was the Hulk, the bus ass.
And I remember this nigga just leaping, just jumping everywhere.
Let's wrap it up, though.
Huh?
Let's wrap it up. I gotta go to work. Gotta go to work, guys.
Loser. Wow. I was just like, you just cut me off in the middle of my fucking sentence, but I guess.
No, I was saying we was just gonna keep rolling in and just end the thing. What else we finna come back and talk about?
I don't know. Yo, it's like, well, yeah, let's wrap it up, guys. And I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know I could just finish my goddamn statement. Recording? Yes, we still recording.
You keep tricking me.
Yourself. I didn't trick you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But this one has to go to bed. Yeah. So, but, you know.
We can record like these segments.
I mean, yeah, we can do whatever we want to do
because
it's our podcast.
Yeah, man.
But I mean, this is good, you know, from the comeback, beginning of the new year. And last thing, cousin, you have a resolution You want to share?
This is my year. I think it's not so much a resolution as this mindset that I'm like yo, I'm using this year to get myself on track. And you know what I'm saying? I think every step needs to be a positive one for me this year. So it's like that's I'm just like I'm going to get it. So I'm tired of just waiting for stuff to manifest for myself when I got the power to do whatever I want to do. So gangsta shit.
Okay. I agree with everything Cousin said, and that I'm gonna stop bullshitting. It's no more time for bullshitting, because if it was anything, Corona taught us all a bunch of shit that we probably should have learned on our own a long time ago, but we didn't listen. And it was like, guess what? Now you gotta deal with the shit right here in your face, and we can't run away from it. So I'm definitely going to be more intentional in what I do and actually fucking do it.
Yeah. I make my intentions show up, put action behind them.
Yep.
And get it done. So, the goal is to not have to even get up and have to worry about work.
Yes, definitely making it so that more than one stream of income is a goal, because I would love to be like, you know what? I don't have to go to work today, so I'm not going to go.
So,
and be happy.
Okay, so y'all have a good, I hope y'all New Year's was, tell me what y'all did for the New Year. Yeah. What weed are y'all smoking? Tell me that.
Send us some emails at cousintimepodcast@gmail.com. I guess I'll do an Instagram page, and then we can post on there so y'all can keep up with that. But, share with your friends and your family and your mailman and some of everybody, just share and help us grow while we help y'all grow.
On the set.
On the set.